National Federation of the Blind of Clark County Meeting Minutes. March 19, 2011. Meeting called to order at 10 a.m. by President LeFitzpatrick. The Treasurer's report was read and approved. Balance 1,852.27. The minutes of the February 19, 2011 meeting, read and approved with one amendment. The motion to collect 50 cents from each member at each meeting did not pass. President Fitzpatrick volunteered to have the next social at his house. The date and time was not set. The chapter will purchase meat for the barbecue. The ice cream social on April 14 was discussed. The chapter will purchase the ice cream and toppings. Connie will take care of the shopping. The chapter will buy some gift cards to give out as prizes at the social. We discussed the fundraising concert at the Portland Kennedy School with the bluegrass band Jack Straw. Don volunteered to help with the literature table. Le talked to Paula Octor about the Student Support Services office at Washington State Vancouver campus. She felt that no involvement by the local chapter is deemed necessary at this time. Bob Sellers reminded us that we need more volunteers to help with the concessions at the amphitheater. There are going to be more concerts this year, so the chapter stands to earn a significant amount. We all need to talk to friends about helping. Mario Eastland was voted in as a new member of the chapter. We then listened to Presidential Release number 393. President Mao told us that Jana Moynihan died in February. The drive. Ballotin Award Committee is receiving applications for the Jacob Ballotin Award for 2011. The deadline is March 31st. Parnell Diggs will be interviewed on the Internet radio program Through Our Eyes on March 16, 2011 between 8 and 9 p.m. Parnell is the chair of the Imagination Fund Committee. Michael Floyd says that the NFB Writers Division is having a writers' contest. Prizes will be presented at the NFB National Convention this summer. For more information, call him at 402-474-9222 or write him at email link michaelbfloyd@gmail.com and link. John Perret says, the bond program benefit offset national demonstration is a pilot program beginning in 2011 to test the gradual reduction of benefits for persons on SSDI.
Page 2.
Persons in the study will be allowed to gradually increase their income without the immediate cessation of benefits upon the reaching of the substantial gainful income threshold currently in effect. Participants must be between the ages of 20 and 60 years of age and be entitled to SSDI payments. Study participants must live in one of the 10 selected geographic areas. If you have been selected, you will receive a letter and you can then take advantage of this experimental program. President Mao encourages all to participate if selected. The Humbug Leadership Seminar was held at the National Center. There was also a seminar held for persons wanting to work with eBay to train people to use eBay and develop entrepreneurial projects to earn a living. This seminar was designed to learn how to use eBay and to determine if it is accessible to blind users. It is time to make your hotel reservations at the Ross and Shingle Creek Resort Hotel for the National Convention this summer, July 2 through 8. Online convention registration is now available online. Members will save money if you register at the website now. The weekend edition of the Today Show will be broadcasting information about the NFB Blind Driver Challenge on March 6, 2011. President Mao announced the retirement of Mr. Frank Kurt Silk and announced that we give him our congratulations for his retirement. We will be looking forward to another director with his same abilities. The meeting was adjourned.